actually had a really fun day today. I have a new friend and he lives in my neighborhood. We were doing background work together. And it was funny because he and I were the only normal people. And we were rolling our eyes about everybody else the whole day. And I was like, oh, this is my new best friend. Mm-hmm. And we were on the bus back to the city because we were in, somewhere in New Jersey. We're in the bus back to the city, chatting away. And I said, what part of the town do you live in? He's like, oh, I live in these buildings. I was like, oh, I live in the building in front of those buildings. So we literally live. I could see if I look out my window, I can see his apartment from my window. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. So we were like, great, let's go to lunch. And we've been friends ever since. He's my new, I've lost a lot of my gays over the years because they've moved all over the country, all over the world. I find that it's so funny. It's like there was a time that people would come from their small towns where they were not accepted for being gay. And they'd come to New York, where it has a huge gay scene, a huge gay population. Everybody accepts everybody here. I'm sure there's some discrimination, but it's not like everywhere else in the country. Mm-hmm. But now that everywhere else in the country is kind of opening their eyes to all different types of people, and a lot of my friends that came here because they were discriminated against in their town, now their towns are like having their own gay pride parade. So they're like, okay, well, time to go back.
Right. So, I don't need to live in this shithole. I can live in another shithole.
I can live in another shithole.
Less expensive to live in that shithole than this shithole.
That's the thing. This shithole has become a very expensive shithole. So now they can move back to their normal little town where everybody is suddenly not only accepting of gays, but like, where are the gays? We need more gay best friends here. Mm-hmm. So they've all moved back. It's so weird. So I was, I was in the market for a new friend anyway. And then, me, if he's gay, I'm even more interested. Mm-hmm. So I have a new gay best friend. And so we spent the day together. We go on these walkabouts.
Down the street. You skip and hold hands and
it's funny you would say that because when we both discovered our love of karaoke, we held hands like children and jumped up and down, be like, you love karaoke, I love karaoke, we have to go do karaoke, oh my god. So we were really excited about that. But no, we've hung out a bunch now. Like, we're spending Christmas together, we have a whole plan. And he goes to theater with Joe. They're best friends now too. But I realize it's time to start introducing him to some of my other friends. So some of my friends were in the neighborhood today, so we met up and I introduced everybody to everybody. And yeah, I just had a very social day, which is very unlike me because, since COVID, I was like, I never need to leave the house. Food shop and home.
Right.
That's all I need.
Did you go skipping with a mask on though?
I do. I always, I keep a mask on. Yeah. What I do now, because everybody is so freaked out about Omicron, but it's really Delta that's the killer. Like, Omicron, the symptoms are very mild, even if you're unvaccinated. Like, Omicron, I don't think will kill you. Delta will. But there's numbers are starting to go up again here in New York, like everywhere else in the country. So my new thing now is I wear a mask if I'm outdoors. I wear two masks if I'm indoors. And my friends make fun of me, and I don't care.
The CDC came out today to say, we don't know if it's as bad or not as bad yet. We haven't made that decision. So they really don't know yet because it's spreading too damn fast to figure it out. That's the problem. It's everywhere.
Yeah. And some more restaurants and some more Broadway shows announced just today that they would be closing for a couple of days. And a couple of other people that I know who've been going to the theater, like, I'm sick. I went to my doctor, got the COVID test, waiting to hear.
Well, the Rockettes canceled four shows.
Yep.
It's not like they can make those up. You can't make them up after the holidays.
Right. That's a very good point. Listen, you got to think about it. The Rockettes, there's a lot of those types of things that are just holiday time specific. Mm-hmm. Once New Year's Day is gone, like, nobody's going to the Rockettes in February.
No. So they can't make it up. They're just going to eat that money. And last year they didn't have it.
They didn't have it because of COVID. Right. But it's the Christmas spectacular. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. You can't do the Christmas spectacular on Valentine's Day.
No. So they're going to lose all that money. And I heard they canceled a Broadway show like in the middle of the Broadway show last night. They said act two. Oh, wait, stop. Everybody's got to leave.
Yes. In fact, it's funny you would say that. My boyfriend was at the theater this week and they stopped the production, like dead in the middle of the production, because a man in the front row had taken his mask down.
Really?
And I guess one of the actors had seen it, told on him, somebody got up and said, I'm sorry, we need to stop the production. And they looked around and they said, you know, okay, you guys, you on it? Yeah, we're on it. We got it. And it's like, and Joe was thinking that there was like something, my boyfriend Joe was thinking like something's going on, a criminal. Mm-hmm. They just discovered a serial killer sitting here somewhere,
whatever.
A fire or something. Everybody started to panic. It was just a guy in the front row, because where this theater was, if you're sitting in the front row, you're actually pretty close to the actors. So a guy in the front row had his mask down and they walked over and they said, we're telling you once, put your mask up and keep it up or we're kicking you out of here.
Mm.
Like they stopped the production to say that.
Good for them.
And what they do now, and it's a little distracting. You're paying a lot of money for your theater ticket, but the entire production, the entire time you're sitting in the theater, there are ushers walking up and down the aisles back and forth, checking to make sure everybody has their masks up.
Will they tell them if they don't wear it right? If they were,
yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the guy had it. This guy in the front row had it pulled down to his chin. He had it around his chin.
Yeah, chin bra.
And then there was somebody else that had it pulled down. There's another night had it pulled down, and their nose was showing. And they walk over with a sign that says "Mask up now," and either you do it or they shut the production down.
I'm watching because I always watch 90 Day Fiancé. And now I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé the other way. And I guess they recorded it during COVID. There's one mom on the show who wears a mask, not over her nose, just over her mouth. And I fast forward through that part because it drives me insane. It's all I can focus on.
And you know that the camera people who have their masks up all the way are looking at her and they're well aware. And no one says anything to her. Because they want it to be better television. They want it to be somebody that is annoying and disturbing.
Mm-hmm. I got to fast forward. I can't deal with it. So today, Spider-Man came out. Well, it came out last night.
Mm-hmm. With Tom Holland and Zendaya. Yeah.
So my son is like the biggest Marvel fan in the world. So he bought tickets a month ago.
Oh, wow.
For Spider-Man. Jeez. Because he can't wait. He went out, bought a Spider-Man shirt. I mean, he's all for it. The movie is tonight at 7:00. He's already on the he left already to get there in time to sit and wait for this movie. So today I read the spoiler and It was killing me not to tell him what the spoiler was in the movie, but I didn't.
Is the spoiler about? Well, tell me. Okay, well, just first of all, if you're listening right now, pause or fast forward, because I want to know what the spoiler is, because I will not be seeing this Spider-Man movie this week. I'm going to wait till it comes out on HBO or TV or whatever. So this will be out there. I would like you to now spoil the movie for me, please.
Okay, you know, in the first Spider-Man, when Uncle Ben died.
Yeah.
So that's the driving force behind Spider-Man, that Uncle Ben died. So that's a
explain
big,
that to people who don't really know Spider-Man.
Spider-Man got bit by a spider, a radioactive spider. He can shoot webs out of his hands. Uncle Ben got robbed on the street. His uncle, he lived with his uncle and aunt. Mm-hmm. And his uncle was caught up in a robbery on the street and they shot him and he died in Spider-Man's hands. So he died right then. It's a big thing. Aunt May is really close to Spider-Man and she's... through all the series and all that. So this Spider-Man, Aunt May dies.
Oh.
So I guess it's a, you know, you have to bring tissues to Spider-Man because you're going to cry. So I knew the whole time. And I said, I know the spoiler. I'm going to tell you what it is and ruin it for you, even though. And he said, is it that Aunt May died? And I was like, no. It's not, he said, I kind of have that feeling because it, I don't know, I kind of saw it in the previews, it kind of looks that way. Yeah, so that's the big spoiler.
But you know what, it's not really a big spoiler because people don't go to those movies anymore for the storyline. Just nobody does, because if you think about it, there's been so many articles written about this. They make these movies mostly for foreign audiences, because that's where the bulk of their money comes from. They do well in America. They absolutely do. But once it leaves this country and it goes, especially to China, that's where they make the bulk of their money. Chinese audiences and a lot of non-American audiences just want to see blow shit up, blow shit up, blow shit up. So what you'll see is less of a storyline or storylines that make no sense whatsoever because they're not really interested in following a narrative. They just want more opportunities to blow shit up, blow shit up, blow shit up. And my favorite example of this that I always give is Iron Man. If you watch Iron Man 1 and then watch Iron Man 2 and 3 like in a row, It is really obvious. In fact, Iron Man 1 is practically a rom-com, you know what I mean? And then there's like some superhero stuff that goes on around it. Iron Man 2, there's no real story. It makes absolutely no sense. You have no idea what's going on, but it's a lot of like jumping out of planes and into stuff and stuff being a lot of that action. By number 3, I don't even think there's any dialogue. It's literally just blow shit up for 2.5 hours. And then at some point, I think somebody says something at some point, but not really even.
No,
you know what I mean? Less and less.
Every movie now has got a spoiler. Ever since M. Night Shyamalan created the big, huge spoiler at the end. That's what, especially Marvel. Marvel's got to do that. That's what keeps people around. So, like, Ghostbusters had a really big thing at the end of that, a spoiler, and now Spider-Man has a spoiler. The new Boba Fett that's coming out on Disney Plus has a huge spoiler, and nobody knows what it is. That's why when you watch the new previews for Boba Fett, it looks really bad because they're only showing you scenes from
what they
stuff that's not going to ruin the first movie. Episode because everybody's saying there's going to be a baby whatever the hell in the first one that's you know, like a baby Yoda, but it's going to be a baby animal that you're going to fall in love with. So they're not showing that, they're not spoiling that, but Spider-Man's got this huge thing at the end, and I guess it makes grown men cry. So
yeah, but I'm saying, like, I just, yes, it's a moment and it's sad, but I just don't think people don't go to movies for spoilers. They're not there for that.
No, I think Marvel is different that way in the States, at least.
Right.
You know, when Avengers, when that came out, there was a huge spoiler. Half of the Avengers died.
Right.
That was the big spoiler. And that's what everybody waited on. And they don't look at Facebook. They don't look at Twitter. They can't. Like, right, Brandon didn't want to have anything to do with it. And he was pissed off that I read it. I'm like, sorry, I got to do show prep for the show. Saw what the spoiler is, and I read about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's like me watching Project Runway. I don't want to know who gets sent home. I want to be surprised. I like to watch it the next day. So don't tell me. I stay off Twitter. It's the only show I care about. Don't tell me who gets sent home. Don't tell me who gets Star Baker or whatever it is when Project Runway.
Or Masked Singer. You don't want to know who the final mask is.
No, I don't give a shit about Masked Singer because they have fucking Jenny McCarthy. They can go fuck themselves.
Speaking of singing, you know when you drive around in a car and you sing? And you sing really bad?
Well, that's why I have the shower. I sing much better there.
Okay, so you think you sing good. But real singers who drive around in a car and they're happy and they sing, it's kind of funny when they turn the phone on themselves. So Mariah Formica from Plush,
one of our favorite rock bands,
is driving around. She's in a good mood. She wants to sing some Aretha. And usually you're going to look stupid singing any Aretha Franklin song, no matter who you are. But she's doing it, and she's going to record it for us. And she says, Happy Friday, by the way.
Let's go back, let's go back, let's go way on the way back way. I didn't even know you, you couldn't have been too much more to take. I ain't no psychiatrist, I ain't no doctor with degree.
Oh, my God.
They don't take too much on you to see what you're doing to me. You better think about what you're trying to do to me, yeah.
Chills.
Freedom, freedom,
wow.
Freedom,
she's in her car. Oh my gosh. She's like no auto tune. She's not on the stage.
She's driving in her car by herself.
Going through the Wendy's drive thru. That's amazing. Wow. But that's how you can tell if you're like a real singer and a good singer. If you can do that, if you're just sort of like screwing around in your car on a Friday, I'm sorry. You are. That's next level shit.
And you pick that song by that singer to sing in your car. And you say, hey, I'm going to record this and get 300 million likes on,
right.
on TikTok.
That's a hard song to sing, even for good singers. And she nailed it. It's just so natural.
She's not even pulled over. She's driving.
Right. She's driving, concert, other things. You know, speaking of music, this is, I thought this was a really interesting story today. So Billboard Hot 100 Australia, usually similar to Billboard Hot 100 US. Mm-hmm. You know, we share a lot of the same music, share a lot of the same artists, Australian artists, British artists, American artists. Like it's all, you know, it's all pretty much, they have a couple of people we don't have and we have a couple of people they don't have, but not really. Okay. It's sort of weird right now because pop music is competing with Christmas music, as you know, and they rank music for the Billboard Hot 100 by radio airplay.
Mm-hmm.
So in the US, number one is Adele, Easy on Me.
Of course.
Number two is Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
No, of course.
No, of course, because it's radio airplay.
Right.
And
that's
Christmas
all
music
radio
time.
Is playing right now.
Right, right. Number three is Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber, Stay.
Smash.
Yes, total smash. But then it's like Jingle Bell Rock, SZA and Lil Nas X, and then like Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift and normal stuff. Mm. Okay. In Australia, it's a little bit different than the US at the moment. They also have Adele as number one. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm down with that. Number two, they have Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart, which should be higher on our charts, but for some reason it isn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Same number three, Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber, Stay. Same, you know. Now, today we learned that normally they had Taylor Swift or Mariah Carey coming up next. They have both been knocked off the top five. By who? Was it Olivia Rodrigo?
No. Mariah Carey. No.
The new Ed Sheeran?
Right.
No, not quite. Instead, it was this. Can you play what I sent
you? Yeah.
This is called Songs of Disappearance. It's from Bird Life Australia, which is the nation's largest bird conservation organization. And you're listening to the bird songs of 53 of Australia's most threatened bird species.
And people buy this and listen to this?
This has huge radio airplay. This album has...
It can't have any radio airplay. You would turn the radio off. It's like, this radio station's broken. Why is this? This is the Yule log on radio.
Well, they preface it by explaining that it was put together over the course of 30 years by wildlife sound recording artist Dave Stewart. This album has displaced Taylor Swift's Red album, Taylor's version, you know, right. Obviously. It has surpassed ABBA and The Weeknd in becoming the first album of its kind to be in the top five of Australia's music charts.
This has got to piss The Weeknd off. You know, he spends all this time writing music in the studio, building his brand, and then birds beat you.
Yeah.
How do you compete with birds? Somebody's got to remix this. Then it's going to be huger.
And I hate to say it like this, but it's true. Sorry, birds. This is number one with a bullet.
That's just wrong. This is the worst thing. I can't stand birds. You know what? When you think about this, this is why it's so popular, because this is back when birds existed. And birds are really robots now.
Oh, I'm not going through that down this road again with you. The birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real. That's why it's like retro, that you can hear what birds used to sound like, but now they're not around anymore because they're all drones. Birdsaren'treal.com.
And I think that the Songs of Disappearance from Bird Life Australia, I think the percentage of the money, or if not all of it, goes towards the Bird Life Australia to help the birds to make sure they don't become extinct.
See, and the name of the album is Songs of Disappearance. See, because the birds disappeared because they were replaced by drones.
Okay, that's not true at all. Don't listen to him.
Birdsaren'treal.com. Do your own research. You don't have to listen to me. You can go do your own research.